This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of late winter, the 10th week of the natural year. Even though the sun is climbing steadily towards equinox, time seems held in place by the cold and the never-ending banks of clouds. These are the natural weeks for human hibernation, for reflecting and for planning. They are also weeks of safety during which a person can dream without having to make the dreams come true. On a beautiful June day, I can't blame the weather for anything, but in the winter, I can nurse the blues with a certain amount of justification. I can look outside and say, no wonder I feel the way I do. And this is the time of year that gardeners, restless and confined to their daydreams, can be stricken with desire for a garden that would break their backs in the heat of the dog days. And they order too many seeds from the seed catalogs that come in January. Well, at least that's what happens to me. No matter that I always have so many seeds left over, no matter that overcrowded flats of flowers get stalky under my shop lights or damp off in the cool, dark days of February and March, I simply can't accept that there's not space and time enough for all those plants. In the great long view of my safe January haven, I know how powerful I am and how much I could do, if only I would do it. Overwhelmed by wishful thinking, I ignore the disastrous experiences of last year and the year before. I spend the money. I buy far too many seeds. I bite off more than I can ever chew. And I continue to believe, right up until the very eve of August reckoning, that there really will be room for all those sprouts and dreams. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late winter. In the meantime, be careful what you dream about.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.